As if we didn't already know that Ubisoft is an absolute dumpster fire, then we're gifted this information. What's going on, everybody? Hi, I'm Craig. Welcome to the Side Scrollers Podcast channel. If you're new, make sure you hop in and join the 101,000 normal men who love common sense in the video game and entertainment space. Okay, so first and foremost, big ups to Endymion. If you don't know Endymion, make sure you go subscribe to his channel. I'll make sure to put a link down in the description down below because people have been leaking all sorts of amazing information. This is not just people, but Ubisoft employees. In this case today, a single Ubisoft employee has come forward and delivered just a mound of absolute gold, right? And by gold, I mean shit. That had just been lapped in all of our laps or faces or whatever. Either way, the point is that things are not going very well at Ubisoft right now. So we're going to watch about a few minutes of this video. I encourage you to watch the full 22 minutes and 37 seconds of this thing. Once again, I'll put a link to it down below. But I'm going to say this right now. This is insane. We're going to watch this video, and you let me know what you think about this down in the comments. This is nuts. Now, this starts with one employee who has come forward who's pretty much pissed off at the whole situation at Ubisoft. And we've covered Ubisoft multiple times today. I encourage you to watch those videos as well. But he comes forward with the idea of the insane division and groups that are inside of Ubisoft as a company. Check this out.
Let's move on because I got some more stuff for you. First, in terms of Ubisoft.
Let's slow this down. I usually watch things in like super fast speed, but I want to slow it down for you guys so you guys can totally hear everything that's being done here.
Soft. I had a really angry employee reach out to me that ranted a bunch of stuff, which was really entertaining to read. They were telling me that the inside of Ubisoft right now is hell, and there's a lot of disorganized chaos going on behind the scenes. I was also given screenshots of internal groups they have at Ubisoft, which are ridiculous, but they're sadly real.
Okay, real quick. The idea of it being chaos inside Ubisoft. Yes, it reminds you of that meme of the guy who's walking by and is like, everything is going according to plan. Leslie Nielsen, right? From the movie Naked Gun. And he's like, everything's going according to plan. That is Ubisoft right now. Everything is perfect. Or it's the dog. This is fine, right? That is Ubisoft right now. Everything's perfect. And I did another video earlier today talking about one of the guys who works at Ubisoft who is like, everything's so toxic. Just make some fucking good games. All right, let's continue. So these groups inside Ubisoft.
I will share these screenshots on Twitter once this video goes live, by the way, so people can have copies of it. I was also told to black out the names of employees on these documents. As for sharing the unedited versions of these screenshots, I guess we'll see. I don't know. I might share those, but for this video, they will be blacked out because I think that's a good, safer way of doing this, especially on YouTube.
And that's the right way to go, by the way. That's totally the right way to go. And he has included these. He actually has all these screenshots over here that we're going to dig into a little bit deeper. These are all the groups that are inside Ubisoft, or at least some of the groups that you look at and you're like, why do these exist? I don't even understand what's happening. But he has received a lot of hate for coming forward after, once again, he's not the, like, people are going to him and telling him these things about the state of their company, the state of Ubisoft, and people hate Endymion because of that. Don't hate Endymion for telling you what they told him. Hate Ubisoft for putting those people in that situation that they want to tell Endymion about this stuff. But still, anyways, yeah, he's getting hate.
Anyone claims I'm somehow lying or made up these screenshots I'm about to show, consider the fact that I would have to somehow first break into Ubisoft's internal servers, mask myself as an Ubisoft employee, which requires verification that I obviously do not have, because I do not work at Ubisoft. And the likelihood that I could somehow perfectly replicate entire group design documents that look exactly like Ubisoft's does from their employees would actually be very impressive. I wish I could be that good at Photoshop, but alas, I'm not. So before anyone claims these are not real or something, please look at these first, and again, I'll be sharing them via Twitter unless Ubisoft DMCAs me or something, I guess.
I'm gonna tell you this right now. There will 100% be people who are like, that's not real, that's fake. Everything he said is totally fair and accurate, right? The idea that even if he wanted to go in and recreate this, like, come on, how much, like, do you think that he's gaining that much from talking about all this stuff? Really? Really? Come on.
Anyway, so it turns out Ubisoft has these employee-led groups within their company that other employees can access via their internal websites behind a corpo VPN. For example, here we have an internal group specified to bring together all women and non-binary devs at Ubisoft so they can mingle amongst themselves, I guess, and create their own little echo chamber within the company. Some of these other groups are wild. There's another one that's specified again for the women and non-binary devs, and it even says in their description, this group welcomes everyone who identifies as a woman or non-binary interested in a safe sharing space and or wants to change Ubisoft Paris Studios culture. I should probably also note that
I'm sorry. You hear that and you just gotta laugh. By the way, and I think he points this out, the idea that they're literally going in and creating something to change the culture inside of something that was wildly successful. Ubisoft was wildly successful for decades. And they want to change everything because these are the most narcissistic people in the world. It's all about them. Me, me, me. Not you, 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 or us, us, us. Look at me. Praise me. I'm the narcissist now. Let's continue.
But some of this was Google translated from French to English. So if it looks a bit off, now you know. Because the person I was talking to, they were a fluent French speaker, but they could also thankfully speak English pretty well too. As you can see, these groups exist within Ubisoft, and they are designed, as I stated, to change the company culture from the inside out based on the demands of these groups. I really don't know why you would ever consider doing this to be a good idea for your company, because what you're essentially doing is creating smaller echo chambers within your company that, like I showed you, have demands for the company to enforce in the future. So what would happen if you didn't enforce these rules? Could these groups technically sue you for not listening to their demands?
Let me tell you why this stuff happens. And this goes back to the idea of the toxic positivity, because leadership are such pussies that they can't say no. No, you cannot have this type of group. No, HR, you can't do that. No, no, no. It's okay to say no. I know you want to be everybody's best friend, but you're not their best friend. You're their boss. Your job is to make the company as big and as profitable as you possibly can. Not to worry about somebody's fees. My feelings. No, say no. Stop saying yes. This all ends very quickly.
Ubisoft has, according to the source that shared this information with me, they are reeling in problems for years at this point. This employee told me that they're only working at Ubisoft in order to pay their bills and then they will leave the moment that they can. They have also told me that Ubisoft has been hiring diversity hires for roles as big as project managers. I'm told that some of these project managers can barely speak English very well, and they also don't speak French either at all, or even at a basic level, which, why would Ubisoft hire such people as project managers if they can't even properly communicate with the teams under them? It's DEI, of course, it always is, but if these people are located in places like Montreal, the language is pretty much like French, and these project managers don't speak it? Oh my God, let's just keep going.
That's such a common sense point, right? And I would love to see who these project managers are on top of, you know, who is providing the guidance here and why did they choose them, right? Why did they decide on this person who doesn't speak the language of the people that they're communicating with? I would love if they actually went into a little more detail on that right there.
I guess they want to get someone who ticks boxes in these positions to make it seem better than it actually is. There's also specific group initiatives at Ubisoft, for example, to uplift and enforce black voices within the company. Naturally. This group is called BO, or Black Employees at Ubisoft. Their mission statement, which reads in the internal group document that I was sent, the...
Oh, you missed an edit right there. Demian, missed an edit. Gotta cut that one out. That's okay.
The mission of Black Employees at Ubisoft, or BO, is to foster community, improve cultural awareness and competency, and champion the advancement of black employees at Ubisoft to create a more diverse and inclusive workplace. So it's a group that welcomes only black devs to their group, creating yet another echo chamber amidst all the other ones. But this one specifically wants to push for black devs to get senior roles because they're black, I guess.
Which goes back to the idea of having a group that is women and non-binary at Ubisoft, who wants to push women and non-binary to have leadership roles at Ubisoft. Then you have the group that is over here, that is your Beau group and your French queer bureau who wants to push people to be French and queer in leadership roles. Then you have the Ubisoft Neurodivergency Initiative who are pushing people who are neurodivergent. So everybody's pushing for their own little bubbles to become in leadership positions, which ultimately will lead to chaos in the state of a company that has fallen off a cliff. Let's go continue with this video here because he's going to bring up some great points.
This does seem to be a huge problem according to my source that shared this with me because it's creating chaos as in who gets promoted for whichever role. And as you can probably imagine, if an opening for a project manager happens, you'll have each of these virtue signaling groups sending their people for the new job role. Yep. Then you, as the person, I guess, who decides who gets the role, has to now decide which applicant amongst those that were sent by these echo chamber groups gets the position.
Chaos. Absolute chaos. Yeah, and immediately, like, there's no win. There's zero winning in this situation because you created these little echo chambers within your company. Wow.
And then I can only imagine if this happens that if you don't give a role to a certain group, you might get canceled and labeled as racist for choosing another group. I think we can all see how poorly this can all go. It's a Molotov cocktail of really bad decisions, and it proves how pandering can only make you more problems in the future. There's also groups like the French Queer Bureau, which says it exists to bring everyone who falls under that umbrella term together. They also use...
What the fuck does that mean? What does that even mean? Everyone who falls under that umbrella term, bring them together. Here's a closer look at it right here. The French Queer Bureau regroup Ubisoft co-workers in France who want to discuss and share their LGBTQ subjects. About what kind of subjects are you talking about? Like, where you put your privates? What does that even mean? Hey, you know, I put my vagina over here. Put my penis over it. Like, what are we doing here? What is happening? Oh my gosh, let's go back to this.
This is the term LGBTQIP2SAA to recognize who's allowed in this group. I'm going to be honest with you, fellas. I have zero idea what that collection of letters means past the first Q. What does the other Q stand for? Why is there two A's and the number two? Screw it, I'm going to Google it. What does this even mean? Apparently, it's a combination of terms that collects everyone who is under the queer umbrella into a single group. I just feel like there's a better term out there to quantify this than that word salad, but okay, there we go. We all learned something today, I guess.
Sorry, Indignion. You can't think like that. You're racist. No, sorry. You're sexist. No, you're homophobic. Ah! You know, this is actually really, this is a funny idea. It would be so funny to go to like Ubisoft or go to maybe this group, right? And ask what each one of these letters means. What do you think? 3%? 5% of the people that are in this group could actually tell you what every single one of these letters means? That'd be interesting.
There's also a neurodivergent group within Ubisoft as well.
Sorry, we pointed this out. We talked about this on our live show with Side Scrollers. Once again, returning on Monday, live at 11 a.m. Central Time. Hopefully you guys are there. Neurodivergent isn't actually a medical term. Like, it's not an actual medical term. It's just something that somebody made up along the way and it's just caught on. It's crazy.
And I will also want to say that the more I'm shown, the more I'm just kind of facepalming. You see, this is what happens when you cater to people like this so willingly. You end up creating liability concerns within your own company by allowing all of these different groups to exist. If one person from the Beau or Black Ubisoft group gets a microaggression from the word salad people, then the employee HR heads of these other groups now need to discuss the problem and then come to a resolution. And then what are you supposed to do? Because if you fire the Black dev, you're racist, but if you fire the gay dev, you're a bigot.
Or, going back to what he said before, if you don't hire this group, then you're X. Or if you don't hire from this group, then you're X, right? If you don't promote from within. Man, what a house of cards. This giant house of cards is just a mess.
I'm not saying don't allow people to have voices within their workplaces, but there has to come a point where these things go far beyond the realms of what should be acceptable. And you just end up pandering to adult children who will cry and likely file lawsuits against you as a company if their demands aren't met all of the time.
Man, did he nail it right there. The idea of you are pandering to adult children. That's it. These are not grown-ups. These are adult children. And there's a big difference between the two. I mean, how insane does this need to be? You know, he released these over on X. Once again, I want to show these to you one more time. The idea of these individual groups that were screenshots. There's a 0% chance that he went in and created this himself. And I guarantee that if somebody really wanted to, they could go in and probably find who these people are based solely off their titles. I mean, Senior Director of Sales Planning and Operations. I guarantee I could do a quick search right now and find that person over on LinkedIn. This is insanity. And this is such a great example of what this is. I said this before, House of Cards is just going to crumble down on each other to the tune of, once again, having to sell your company, having to go out at the lowest possible evaluation because you pandered to these people that ruined your games, ruined your company, and ruined your bottom line. It's everything you need to know. It's insane. I encourage you to go watch all of Endymion's video, all 22 minutes and 37 seconds of it. If you're an insider, don't come to me. Go to Endymion. He's doing some great work over there. He's put in a ton of effort. With that said, hit the subscribe button. Come join us. It's right there. Go watch another video right here. You got more videos coming your way over the weekend. And once again, we're back live Monday at 11 a.m. Central Time. I want to see you there when we're live for Side Scrollers. See you guys then. Bye-bye.